I know I got sidetracked from doing the audio, but I'm trying to get back on track. I had a lot of stuff going on, and I was learning how to trade options and stuff like that. But the good thing about this audio thing is because I can record it on the fly and upload it later. And so when you record on the fly, you're in the flow, right? And let me say this, we can only be in the flow because the blood of Jesus cleanses from all unrighteousness. It's the blood flow that allows us to be in the flow. The spirit flow, the walk. The Ion, Zion, Sion walk. Because Ion means to go, and to go means to go and walk the way, you know. Jesus is the way. The Holy Spirit in you is the only hope. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So anyway, today, as I was doing that other video, I knew this. I mean, you learn it when you first get saved, the dual nature of the believer. The flesh versus the spirit. Now, really, we don't stress that enough, I think. I think we hear it, and we know it, we believe it, but then we don't really exercise that thought. But let's think about that. Jesus split space-time. Now, Jesus is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh. So God, the Word, manifest down here. He split space-time, took on the nature of man, went through the cross, went back to heaven, sent back the Holy Spirit, gave the believers the Holy Spirit, which is an exact copy of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is an exact copy of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is an exact copy of God. So let me say it. Jesus became man so that Jesus took on the nature of man so man could take on the nature of God. I'm not calling you God, but I am calling you sons of God and daughters of God. He said, I call you brethren. He calls us brethren. Now think about that. Really think about that. Your daddy made a baby with your mama and made a copy of himself. And he intertwined with the mother to make you. DNA, AND, Adam and Eve. Adam, DNA, Eve. They were intertwined. They were spiraled together. They were weaved together. They were intertwined to make that baby, to push out the baby. So God split space-time, became a man, the God-man, went through the cross. The God-man went through the cross, went back up, sent back the Holy Spirit, which is an exact copy of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is an exact copy of Jesus. Sent back the Holy Spirit, and now you have the earnest of the inheritance. So when you put money down on a house, put $500 down, I'm going to buy this house. Or whatever, $1,000. You can't back out then or you lose your money, right? So you put your money down or you're going to lose it if you don't buy it. So you're sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. So you have the earnest of the Spirit. You have the earnest of the Spirit. So you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you. The God-man sent back the Holy Spirit so you could take on the nature of God as a man. I'm not calling you God. I'm calling you sons of God because you have the earnest of the Spirit. The Bible says you know all things in Christ. It's very clear that you are a person, per the Son. You are a human, a different hue, a different color, a different shade of a man. Different And I'm not talking about skin color. I'm talking about just different hues of personalities, because we all came from the same source. So you're just like Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. You're a piece cut off from God. God made man in his image. And so you're a piece cut off. And how are you cut back in? Because Eve was cut back in. How are you cut back in? How did Eve get cut back in? Adam went down with the ship. Jesus went down with the ship. How do you get back in? Is it by your works? Nope. This is the only mystery the devil, the king of Tyre, couldn't figure out. You get back in by faith. You get back in, joint heirs with Christ by faith. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is the Word. You get cut back in by faith. Adam and Eve, God created Adam and Eve, and he called their name Adam. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. Mankind is the flesh side of God. God will dwell with his people. You can take on his nature. He took on your nature so you could take on his nature by faith. Appropriate it by faith. Just like Adam, and the types and shadows never lie. The types and shadows never lie. When you sew a piece of fabric together, you're intertwining them. You're putting them together, right? When you put paint on a wall, you're meshing the paint with the wall. Whatever you do, when you put a tire on a car, you have to bolt it on. You have to turn the screws. You turn the screws to attach it. When you put a picture on the wall, you put the sheetrock screw in the wall and you turn it. You fasten it fast. The flash is fast. When you go into fasting and prayer, you are spiritually in exponential mode. You're growing spiritually like crazy. When you cut off the noise of the world system, you really start to grow. But you have to really get. I mean, you really have. I mean, it's a paradigm shift. See, ABC, NBC, CBS. It's a broadcasting system. The whole system is attacking the body of Christ to keep them down at a lower level, to not realize who and what they are in Christ. Jesus became man, the God-man, so that you could take on the nature of God as the body of Christ. And there's your number two. T-W-O, T-A-U, T-A-W, the Tao, the two, the intertwined, the twix, the between. Jesus is in the midst. When two or three are gathered together, Jesus is in the middle. The M-I-D-S-T. Mid. S-T's the snake on the cross. The midst. The middleman. The middle God-man. That's why when you go to the grocery store, they have large, medium, and small bags. If you want to sell a product and you want it to work with the universe, you sell a lower model, a medium model, and a bigger model. I had a mailbox business. I sold small, medium, and large. I gave the option. All right? I gave the option. I gave the option. Why would you have small, medium, and large? Why not just small and large? Because the universe ain't set up that way. The universe is set up small, medium, and large because you have to have a middleman, or the middle God-man typology, a mediator. So you got the judge. You go to court because you did something you shouldn't do. You go to the court and you face off with the judge, but you have a mediator. There's a middleman between you and the judge. It's foolish to go to court without a lawyer. I mean, if you don't have a lawyer, attorney, attorney, So you have that buffer with that lawyer right there, right? And so you can't face off with God without Jesus, because if you face off with, if you were just go face to face with God in the flesh without Jesus, the mediator, you would be destroyed. God is so holy, it would just destroy you. And when I saw the Shekinah glory, it knocked me down. I couldn't walk for 30 days. Seriously, not even joking. That's not a joke. It took me 10, it actually was 10 months. I couldn't walk for 30 days, and I was like a drunk person for 10 months. I was being shown all this stuff about the cube and the 666 system and the whole thing was revealed. I was being revealed the hologram, which is the Holy Writ that we're in. It's His story. So you're per son, per the son. And so as a per son, you're joint heirs and you have a dual nature. The reason we're still in this body is to teach us to be, what's he say? Condescend to men of low estate. What's he say? He says, love your neighbors yourself. Greatest among you is a servant. Take up your cross. You're learning how to love the unlovely is really what it comes down to. It rains on the just and the unjust. You're learning how not to judge somebody and to really to have compassion on somebody who's ignorant. Yeah, I'm not saying you should put up with the narcissist, get away from them. You should be free. Get away. You don't worship a human, so a narcissist wants you to worship them. Get away from them. Run. But my point is, we're down here for a reason, to teach us to love the truth and hate the lies. And as we move away from the lies and towards the truth in all things, whatever it is, everything. There's so many lies that your culture and your bloodline has taught you. And we all believe certain lies. And as we move away from the delusion, the fake reality, and we stand on the Word as the absolute truth, and we stand on that Word and we believe it in all things, we trust the Word over our own understanding, then we got something. Because Jesus said He did the will of the Father, right? When you quit believing your own understanding and trust God, trust God with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge He shall direct your path. He will direct your path, because actually He's everywhere and you're actually in Him. So as you're sitting down looking out at the universe, you're swimming in the Word. You're in the Word. You're not only, you're a piece cut off from the Word, you're swimming in the Word in your body ship, and you're being turned back to the Word. You're actually swimming in the Word. You're in a book. There was a TV show called Eureka, and there was an episode, and it was called Do You See What I See? And they did a photon that they had an accident with a photon generator, and that changed them into cartoon characters. And they were all walking around saying, what happened? Photon goes back to light. It changed them into a cartoon character. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means you're in a cartoon, because your flesh is cartoon. Your clay mineral body is a cartoon character compared to the spirit. And God will take that clay and keep throwing it back on the potter's wheel until you learn your lesson. He throws us back on the potter's until we learn a lesson. And we really don't know the heart. The heart's deceitfully wicked. We don't know how evil our old Adam is. It's evil. So, long story short, God became man so man could take on the nature of God by faith in the finished work of Jesus, appropriate and be sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. But it's the earnest of the Spirit. If you had the full on, you'd be walking around like Elijah, and eventually God would just take you right. Enoch or Elijah, you'd just disappear out of this place, you know. And maybe that's what's happening with the church. I don't know. I've studied the doctrines all my life, and the church age is coming to an end. We know that. And maybe it's the church needs to enter into their true identity, you know. Maybe they need to just completely separate from the world. Because that's when you rub shoulders with the worldlings, it kind of dumbs you down, you know. Seriously, if you listen to their stuff, if you talk to them too long, you just got to get in and get out. Get in, give them the gospel, get out. But because if you try to talk to them too long, you just like, these people are ignorant, you know. You think, I used to be that way. And God reached in and pulled me out. So, you know, when you hang out with them, it kind of dumbs you down. It's an identity war. It's an identity war to take you back to your old identity. And God is moving you to your new identity to stabilize you in your new ID. And they're trying to pull you back to the worldly wisdom identity, which you'll never go back. I mean, you might relapse for a season, but you won't completely go back.